Bro, lately your video's been a little crazy, bro.
Yes, sir. 5 months.
I'm going to attempt to spend the next 7 days in solitary confinement. Seal me up.
Bye, Jimmy.
Hopefully I don't go insane.
No, I actually can't do that. I actually can't do that.
For the next 7 days, I have to survive in this soundproof white room with zero human contact and zero stimulation. And because this is actually psychologically dangerous, the most important thing is the doctor outside making sure I don't go insane.
I worked in psych hospitals for 23 years, and this is much worse than anything I've ever seen. Anything past 50 hours in a white room.
Wait, is this my headphones this good a volume, or?
Room like this can lead to permanent psychological damage.
And I'm about to do 168 hours.
There is a chance that I actually start to lose my mind and go into something called psychosis. And they have to pull me out because it could cause permanent damage to me.
He survived what? 7 days buried alive. Yeah. Is this much harder?
Much harder. He doesn't have social contact. If your brain doesn't have information coming in, it generates craziness, it generates hallucinations, it generates paranoia.
And all I have to survive for the next week is a bed to sleep on, a notebook with a pen, a refillable bottle of water, toothbrush with toothpaste, and a bar of soap, a toilet to use the bathroom, and a sink for water.
At this point, it was clear to me it was going to be difficult to entertain myself during this challenge, especially on hour 9 when I did this.
You're probably wondering, how many tiles are on these walls?
Yeah.
The correct answer is 1,900. And if you want the roof and floor included, then it's 2,860.
But more importantly than all of that,
according to my stomach, it is time to eat food. If you're wondering how I'm eating during this challenge, there's a conveyor belt here,
which spans over 100 feet, so I could be fed without any human interaction.
I think I've been in here around 14 hours.
Isn't it crazy that at this point, I was already off by 2 hours?
Oh, no.
So far, the hardest part of the challenge is no one's fed me yet. In hindsight, I should have ate more food before I came in here. But yeah, it would be...
Anybody doing this $5,000? Would anybody do this for $5,000? Hell yeah. Nah. Yes. No. What about $10,000? What about... Okay, I got a question. So would you rather sit... Okay, so would you rather sit in a solitary confinement 7 days or bust your ass at Walmart 7 days? Like... The max hours, like, not straight though, not straight. Walmart, really? But what if you get your phone and shit here?
Be really nice if someone fed me sometime soon. Your boy is very hungry.
Did you wash your hands?
Yeah, of course I did.
No, he did not.
We'll be sending him his meals randomly so he can't guess the time.
Wash your hands?
Yeah, of course I did.
No, he did not.
Oh, shit.
We'll be sending him his meals randomly so he can't guess the time. Like, it's 6 p.m. right now, and we're sending him his breakfast.
When are my friends gonna feed me? I am hungry. I am hungry.
Now, because the room is soundproof, even though the food arrived, I didn't realize it until I checked 2 hours later.
I'm too hungry to walk.
That's a little dramatic, man. Come on.
So, when I finally checked...
Oh, I was not actually expecting food.
This tastes awesome. I mean, it's cold and soggy, but I'm just so deprived of feeling things. This is great.
This solitary confinement set is literally wrapped in metal chains. If this set caught on fire, I would probably burn alive before they could unlock it. Anyways, I'm going to think about other things than that.
For the next few hours, I tried to keep myself as stimulated as humanly possible.
For 1 or 2 hours, just go to
that's
sleep.
That's kind of cool.
He's got nothing. He has nothing to work with. If he's already resulting to this for basic stimulation, I have my doubts that he'll last 7 days.
It's interesting how when you take everything away from a man, something as simple as a metal plate can be like as fun as an iPhone.
He's gonna get agitated by way of boredom.
This is a very dehumanizing experience. I'm just gonna go to bed and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, bro, go to sleep, gang.
I think I'm around 40 hours into the challenge.
Jimmy's 6 hours off on what time he thinks it is.
Which means it's around 4 p.m. on day number 2.
I thought he'd be on track today.
Losing my sense of time led to other problems.
No matter what I do, I literally just can't sleep. These lights are just really messing with my brain. Maybe I just lay here for the next...
Chad, you gotta think, there's people that deadass be in this 24/7, bro. Chat, there's people that really is in this on some Arkham Asylum type shit, nigga. And it's no getting out, nigga.
5 days.
The reason he has insomnia is he doesn't need to sleep. He wants to sleep this off and just get it over with. But what he should be doing is trying to do something that is going to occupy his attention while he's awake.
He's climbing the wall.
It's the natural human urge for freedom. He's regressing to primal instinct.
Why did I think it was 4 p.m.? Shouldn't that mean it's 9 p.m.?
And by the time I had gotten around
what?
My first meal, it was 4:30 in the afternoon.
Don't get me wrong, the food looks good, but it is freezing cold.
Ooh. I'd rather starve than eat the rest of this, so. And when my second meal had arrived, it felt like only minutes had passed.
What just came through the conveyor belt?
Wait, how long has it been?
Am I supposed to eat both, or? It definitely was day 2 when I got the second breakfast, but I didn't eat much of the breakfast. So maybe they felt bad because I didn't eat much of the breakfast. Well, no.
At this point, I had no idea how long that first meal was sitting in the conveyor belt.
Yeah, he's going crazy.
He's getting a little paranoid. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that can get worse as time goes on. It's only day 2.
I'm not sure what to do. I think I'm going to just see how high I can count. 1, 2, 3. Four,
it looks
five,
crazy, right?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
when you're in a situation
10, 11,
where there's
12,
nothing to do,
999.
What's crazy is to just succumb to it.
1,000.
As this progresses, he's going to run out of random things to do.
And I got
to
give it to him. The doctor was right. Because later in this challenge, I borderline go insane.
Do you think I'd get up? Do you think I'd...
The fuck? Yo.
And while my strategy to sleep through most of the challenge did help pass the time, it ended up hurting me in other ways.
I see food over there. It's freaking soggy and cold. How long has this been sitting here?
This food's been sitting there for 7 hours.
Ugh. Have given anything to eat that ice cream?
Ugh. It would have been nice to have edible parts of the meal, but guess I'll just be hungry again. Normally, because we're working on so many videos at once, I'm usually like incredibly stressed. As of right now, I don't really feel that stressed at all, but I feel a ton of anxiety because I have this severe FOMO that I'm missing tons of cool stuff going on in the world. It's weird. It's a different emotion than I'm used to.
It's pretty crazy how hard it is to do nothing.
I'm starting to get really bored. Oh, this is getting very hard on me mentally.
I'm bored. Help.
I was nowhere near the 168-hour mark. So by hour 65, I started to wonder.
How do you do a handstand?
Ow. Which before I came in.
Hey, bro, what the
here. I had someone teach me the basics of how to do a handstand.
He's going to have to invent concepts that only exist in his mind to keep himself from experiencing intense depression.
I'm just going to
pause. Get this shit out of here. Call this out. Call this out. Call this nigga out. Nova TJB. He said, Kai, I want to see you oiled up. Nova, come here. Come here. Come here. Nova has been following since February 5th, 2023. He's been subbed for 7 months. Let me check your logs. On June 23rd, 2023, he said, pull down the bit at the end. Then he said, got to pull down the bit at the end of the drill to cover the screw. Okay? Bro is tiptoeing. Bro, you weren't under my tree oiled up. You're literally 4'11", a big black dildo. Bro, what the fuck? Kai, why aren't you oiled up under my tree like we agreed? How about you grow? Fatty, shut up, bro. Kai, I want to see you oiled up. He's weird. He's so weird. Nova, you need help. Nova, you actually need help, bro.
Envision that I'm currently walking in a park.
Nova, you need help.
There's green grass. Someone's fishing.
He's literally making up scenarios in his head right now.
Oh my God.
All in all, it's very sunny. I hear birds. You ruined my walk in the park.
Oh my God.
We're watching him slip into madness.
Ooh, they gave me more food. But it looks like we got some rice, sweet potato, and steak.
This is the best meal I've gotten so far this challenge.
If you look right here, you'll see some rice. And any ordinary human come on, would probably eat this rice. It. But I'm going to count it. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Oh, nah, this nigga's counting rice. Get this nigga out of here.
18, 7, 98, 99, 100, 104, 255, 256, 257, 307, 308, 309, 310. 20, 421, 422, 423, 445, 446, 447.
There are 447 grains of rice on this metal.
Yo, how much grains of rice do you have to get in your lifetime? Oh my God, that's a good question. Holy fuck, that's a good question. Bro, we probably ate probably literally millions, bro.
Right.
This information probably profoundly changed you as a human.
I'm feeling pretty tired, which means it's probably the night of the 5th.
I wasn't even halfway through the challenge and was already off a full day.
I'm going to get some more Z's in the bathroom where it's not so freaking bright.
Which proved to be my smartest move yet because I actually slept in that bathroom for 12 hours.
Oh, we're officially halfway into the challenge. Well, 84 hours.
Yo, Fofo, get the Fofo.
And we're going to tell him that in his next meal.
Just kind of mix it all up for him.
I mean, he can still put the letters together.
I am hungry, I am.
What are we working with here? What is this?
Bro's never heard of SpaghettiOs?
And that wasn't the only thing I was forgetting the name of.
What is this called? This is a...
Okay, now you're cap. Now you're actually cap. Jimmy, now you're cap, bro. Jimmy, you're telling me you don't know what a fucking bread is called, bro?
A roll. This is a lot of sauce for one roll. It kind of tastes like ketchup.
How does he not notice the letters in there?
Oh, that's an N.
Yeah!
You guys forgot to take these four SpaghettiOs out.
No. Every time he finds a letter, he just keeps eating it.
I hope those weren't supposed to spell something. I was magically supposed to realize that before I ate them and then put it together to figure out a word for more food. Surely that's not what they wanted from me.
Jimmy's about to watch this when he gets out and feels so dumb.
Depression.
At this point, the bright lights were starting to get to me.
I have a ginormous headache right now. And
I thought this nigga about to say some other shit, but moving on.
So hungry. What is going on to my body?
Well, he did ask for more food even
though. Hey yo, by the time we're done with the Reddit and we're timed out, by the time we're done with the reactions, can y'all niggas have a fucking horror game or a good game real quick for us to play? Please, bro. Please, nigga. Thank you.
Though he is getting all the calories he needs. But the reason for that is that he's so understimulated, he thinks he's starving.
I ended up checking for food over and over and over again.
This is oddly soothing. Do you think I'd get a concussion from doing this? You should probably stop. You're right. I should probably stop.
There's a bag of McDonald's here. It's suspiciously light. If there is not McDonald's in this bag, I'm going to be depressed.
There actually is. Let's go.
Every time I get a meal, it's like 20 minutes of just pure happiness. I feel human again.
I can't stop smiling. I'm so happy.
And then the second I finish it, I feel a wave of depression. I'm like, what do I do now?
The seconds are starting to blend together.
Oh God. In the 7 days in, bro, that's exactly how I felt. But when you eat food, it's like, okay, bet, we can eat food. We got this shit. After that food was over, it was like, what the fuck we do now? It was over, nigga.
Yeah, there's so much. I would try to guess what time it is, but I have no earthly idea.
My mind is slowly deforming into stupidity. I need to occupy myself better. We're going to grab this McDonald's cheeseburger wrapper, as well as this cup that was holding my toothbrush. And now we have basketball. LeBron, Steph, Kobe.
LeBron!
Maybe basketball is not my thing.
Happy birthday, LeBron! Happy birthday, LeBron!
Steer right!
Oh.
That was not what was supposed to happen.
And then I remembered.
Look what I. Oh, there's a fork on it.
That I had an indestructible plate from my very first meal.
I am going to throw this so far, it is hilarious.
What?
I'm bored.
Hey,
I still have 2 days left inside this room, and I have a feeling at some point, I'm gonna want to leave.
It's day four. No matter how much I beg,
I see
or
that's
scream,
gonna take it. I see.
Or burp.
Do not let me out of this room early.
Okay, Jimmy, I got you.
My instincts tell me
I've so far done 113 hours, which means I have 55 hours remaining.
And oh, come on, you can do that, bro. This,
show them how many hours I actually have remaining.
You can do that, bro.
Hopefully, it's somewhere 73? Close to 55 hours.
I think he's going to get angry and possibly paranoid about what's going on.
Is a man not allowed to have privacy? There's a camera there. There's a camera above that. There's a camera, 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 camera.
There's so many cameras on me 24/7. I'm going to go insane!
What if we throw the camera through the computer? Genius.
I treat it like bowling.
Whoa, are you fucking... Whoa, is this...
Somehow I hit my finger. Ow.
I severely underestimated how hard this video would be.
Bro.
Just thinking about it has me like tearing up, but I kind of feel like an animal right now. Like I feel like I lost all my rights as a human. If I had to guess, I would say I'm halfway through day 5. I really miss my girlfriend and I miss the gang as well.
I miss even the Nolan. Gang.
Even Nolan.
Mentally right now, I'd say I'm at like literal rock bottom. Yeah, like this is very inhumane. I've been in here so long that some of my dreams are about me in this room. And I think it's like day 6 or 7, but then I wake up and realize it was a dream.
What time is it? I would pay so much money to know what freaking time it is. Let's go over why
it's
I think there
o'clock.
Are 33 hours
it's
left in this challenge. I've slept 5 times. Reason number 2, I usually poop once a day, and I've also pooped 5 times since I got in here.
How much
reason number 3,
seen?
I've grown a lot of hair on my neck here, and this usually does take like a week. If for some reason it's still day 5, or God forbid, it's somehow still day 4, I will lose my mind.
While I was sleeping, I had a dream about the one time that I counted to 100,000. And so yo, when I woke up, I decided...
Yo, bro. Chad. I recently had the weirdest dream ever. Bro. Chad. So usually, I don't dream, right? My shit is black, right? My dreams is black. Just straight black, right? Nigga, I was in a restaurant, bruh. And Kevin Hart walked into the restaurant, bruh, with a flannel on. And... Bro, the nigga knew who I was, right? And we were, I dat nigga up, we was chapping, oh my God. We was chopping it up a little bit, right? But Kevin Hart was like, the nigga was just chatting, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie, bro, I was glazing, bro. I was like, yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro, you cool as hell and shit. Bro, the nigga was just chatting, bro. The nigga was like, bro, I forgot what he said, but, I'm not gonna lie, it's actually confirmed that I'm taller than that nigga, bro. In my dream, I was taller than Kevin Hart, bro. Deadass, bro, I was literally taller than that nigga. Real shit. He was like, so in my dream, he walked into the restaurant, and I'm like right here, right? Like a regular nigga tall height. And he was like right here, bro. Deadass. But in the dream, he was a little bit older. Like, he had like gray beard and shit. He was like, yeah, bro, like, keep doing your thing and shit like that, bro. And he kept going like this. The whole time. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is you doing? I'm like, bro, what the fuck is this nigga doing, bro? But I was tall. Who's taller? I just said it, nigga. I was taller, nigga.
I should do 1,000 laps around this room.
You know, for old time's sake.
That'll be the marker.
One.
Watching
two,
back this footage, three. It's literally crazy. Oh. I resorted to walking in circles to keep myself sane.
1,000 is way too many. I'm already starting to get dizzy. This entire challenge, I've been getting water out of this sink. And I'm going to be honest,
what?
I'm not... Bro, Circle is a flavor cartridge you can screw on your
what?
Water bottle and makes bland water taste amazing. There's over 100 different flavors that fit this bottle that are all 0 calories and 0 sugar.
Moving this tripod is miserable.
Choose how intense you want the flavor, and then start drinking away. It honestly adds so much flavor, I can't even tell it's sink water. I've been drinking fruit punch throughout this entire challenge, and it actually makes the water taste amazing. I'm gonna walk back and forth between these walls. These cartridges also last for multiple refills of your water bottle, which is good because the boys suck at sending these. Sometimes I gotta use the same one for a whole day.
If you want to start drinking more water or just want your water to start tasting good in general, go to drinkcircle.com or your local Walmart to give it a try.
I've tried everything to keep myself entertained, and I'm going to be honest, it's not working.
And after I finished all my circles, Carl brought back two people from 100 Days Trapped Together.
We're here.
Hey, check it out. You guys are going to love this.
Oh, my God. I wish I watched that video with y'all niggas, bro. That was such a good video, bro.
It's the face of the guy that trapped you guys for 100 days. Would you say this is easier or harder than what you guys did?
In comparison, I think I'd rather have, like, someone else in it with me.
And now that the tables had turned and I was the one inside the white cube, Bailey and Susie got their revenge.
So I'll show you guys how the conveyor belt works.
They sent an empty tray.
He's about to freak out.
I don't feel bad at all.
This is what he gets.
I bet every dollar in my bank account.
Carl just showed up.
No way! You hungry, Jimmy?
Eat this.
We're not doing this again. We are not doing this. We're not doing this.
This is the most stimulation he's had in days.
Well, you gotta give him credit. I probably deserve that.
Imagine this is what happens after you die.
Yo!
You just go to a white room like this forever.
Yo, that'd be crazy.
That would be miserable. When I sleep, I dream of me in the outside world. And when I'm awake, I'm just depressed, lonely, and to be honest, miserable. So the more time I spend sleeping, the happier I am.
Let me out.
What?
I'm Batman. Let me out. I'm Batman.
I feel dead.
Yo, bro, what the fuck?
I really need to get out of here. We did 7 days on a raft. I did 7 days buried alive. And now 7 days in solitary confinement. If I had known how hard this would be, I never would have done this. If that hour number in the top left says anything higher than 20, I'm gonna lose my mind. I am feeling extremely lonely. I miss my girlfriend. This is torture.
I know he misses his girlfriend.
He's not doing well.
He's just like napping on the floor, throwing things, having tantrums, getting happy when he gets snacks. He's like a child.
I think there's 8 hours left, and then they're gonna open that door right there, and I am free. I hope.
Nigga think there's 8 hours left plus, bro, there's literally 28, bro. He's literally about to lose his fucking noggin.
Pray, please be 8 hours.
He thinks he's sleeping through the last couple hours right now. That's what he thinks this is.
So it's going to be a rude awakening, yeah. Literally. To be honest, it's concerning.
I give it maybe another 2 to 3 hours, and that door opens. So I'm going to enjoy my last meal, and then we're getting out of here.
Did he just say it's his last meal?
I think so.
Well, that's ironic, because it's literally exactly 24 hours. Oh, my gosh.
Any hour now, they're going to be
gosh.
Walking through that door.
Oh,
so I'm going to clean up the place. It's a little messy, you know? I was trying to make up an excuse to clean, but in reality, I'm just bored.
It looks crazy.
I thought coming into this experiment, I would get more mental clarity, maybe learn a little bit about myself. But in reality, all I'm walking away with is the newfound skill of being able to throw things out a conveyor belt door. Or maybe not. There is just no world where there's more than 24 hours left. I can't do another 24 hours in here. I'm at my limit. But it doesn't matter. There's just not 24 hours left. I just don't. I refuse to believe that. So any second now. Any second now. Any second now. To pass the time, I'm going to resume counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
5,423, 5,423, 5,425.
I swear to God, I heard something out there. I'm sad. I'm sad. I am sad. I am sad. I don't wanna be here. Get me out of this room.
I don't want to be here.
This is Barely Human. He's lying in bed, covering his eyes, no excitement. This is totally not what you want to see.
How is he going to act? Is he going to be a new human?
I'm worried he's going to be this human. He's just collapsed into dysfunction.
We've never pushed him as far as he has pushed in this video.
Well, because he's been totally deprived of any human contact. Be gentle. Like a little kid waking up from a nap.
Well, there's 10 minutes left, so let's go get ready. Thank you.
Good luck.
10 minutes is tough.
I'm gonna die. Hold on. Wait, I don't even have pants on.
Three.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Jimmy.
Sorry, I was just putting my pants on.
It's not as bright out here.
How is it, dude?
I'm actually kind of lightheaded. You know, it's crazy, but after this challenge, I kind of forgot how to interact with humans.
Where are you going?
It's actually relieving to not stare at a bright light. It's like the ceiling is awesome.
This is the happiest I've seen you in a long time.
Honestly, I thought it was perpetually just going to be 24 hours forever. Follow me outside. I want to see the sun. Oh my God. Oh, it's dark out. So nice to see the outside world.
Nah, he actually looks like a fucking maniac right here.
To see the outside world.
Yo, he actually looks like a fucking maniac right here. What the fuck? Holy shit, W video, Jimmy. Jimmy, W fucking video, man.